It's McKenzie on John McKenzie, holding things down with producer Pork Chop, intern Chloe Money in the house. Everyone else is on vacation. We are having so much fun, and it's about to get even more fun because one of our good friends, Natalie Tomlinson, is joining the show. She is a celebrity psychic, and we're going to pick her brain. We're going to get some predictions for the new year. Natalie, can you hear me, doll?
Good morning, Vietnam! How the hell are you guys?
We're so great! You are West Coast time. She is in California, so she's joining us. So thank you for getting up so early, and she's just a ray of sunshine.
Do you know what? I'm up before the squirrels. It is dark, it's cold, it's damp in Los Angeles. It's like, I feel like I'm on the East Coast.
Well, we are so happy that we get to have you. And so we want people to call in right now with one burning question. Natalie will answer it. 833-563-2539. This is your chance. You have a question. You know you do. Natalie is here for you. And I know producer Porkchop wanted to know a little something, Natalie, if you have any tidbits of his future, what's coming up in his life.
Porkchop, are you there? Can you hear me, darling?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
How's that pussycat of yours?
Oh, they're good. Tony and Lainey, they're good. Last time I talked to you, I remember you said that Lainey's back leg might not be feeling too well. Please don't be mad at me. I still haven't taken her to the vet yet.
Porkchop!
Was the cat limping? Because I felt like maybe he pulled a muscle or maybe jumped from a height and maybe pulled something, but I felt one of the back legs wasn't very good.
Yeah,
Is it the elder one?
No, she's the younger one. Her whole life, she's kind of been walking with a limp on her back, like a slight limp. It doesn't hurt her. I mean, trust me, like, I'm going to take her to the vet, you know.
She's, you better.
She's okay, she's fine, but
yeah, you have to.
I don't have the finances right now. I mean, I will. I don't want to sound like a bad pet owner. I take great care of my pet.
All right, so Natalie, we want to know, producer Porkchop met his boyfriend. We call him Hostage Boy because they went on the first date. It lasted an entire week. Now they live together. They are in love. Is this going to last? Is he the one?
Well, the thing is, you see, Porkchop's excited about it. Is this gentleman a little younger, perhaps?
Is he younger than you, Chops?
Yeah, he's...
like 2 years or something?
He's 27, so he's 4 years younger than me.
Okay, yeah, so a little bit younger. So it's a bit of young love. You're just having a good time. Don't look at the long haul of it. Just enjoy the moment because people will come and go in your life, and you're both still young. So just enjoy the journey at the moment and have fun, and then let's see what will happen. Do I feel that you're going to be with him forever and ever? Amen? Yeah. Just a little bit. Maybe not so much.
But I feel she's going right to be now, real. She has to be honest.
I have to be real. I've got to tell you what I see. Do I see you in the next 5 years together? Not necessarily, because you might have rows and then you storm off and all that. But for now, I feel like it's lovely. Enjoy the journey. Don't look at the big picture. If we do that, we'll hang ourselves. We can't do that. You've got to enjoy the moment. Because at the end of the day, life's made up of lots of moments. Pork choppy.
Of course.
Don't get yourself... Darling, don't get your knickers in a twist. Enjoy, have fun.
Of course. Well, then, speaking of enjoying and having fun, is there anything else?
You're planning a trip. I see that. There's some little warm trip coming up. So
yay.
I'm trying to...
I don't know, maybe a little Florida trip. Somewhere warm.
Ooh.
I don't think it's LA because right now you might need an umbrella here.
Because it's rainy.
It's raining. I wish it was raining men. Hallelujah.
We were talking about going and visiting Florida, like my boyfriend and I were, yeah.
See?
Did you talk about that in the last couple of days, then? That's what I feel.
Yes.
Good.
We didn't make any direct plans. We just started talking about it and saying we would like to do that.
Well, she's manifesting it.
You will. It's just getting the finances and get a little sort of little deal and just have a little breakaway. I'm not saying you're going for a 2-week vacation and laying there with big tequilas. I just feel like it might be a few days.
Again, Natalie Tomlinson, she's a celebrity psychic. She's on the line. If you have a question for her, 833-563-2539. Natalie, before we get to everyone's fabulous calls, do you have any predictions for me, love?
I've got a lot of predictions for you. Some I can tell you, but not all of them in the air.
Because they
might be a little personal.
Secrets.
And secondly, they might be to do with work.
Oh.
Ooh la la.
Is there anything you can say on air and then we'll dish off?
Yeah, no, I do feel that you've got some TV work coming up as well. I definitely feel there's some new presentations. You're going to also going for be it's around the February mark. That it's either you've got an interview or there's something that's good. So you can still do the radio, don't get me wrong. But I feel that this will be entwined and it'll be something good for you. And it's definitely television, not radio.
See, that's the thing. It's I like not, to do it all. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's, you'll be able to mix it all up. But there's definitely a little couple of trips coming up. And I don't necessarily mean vacations, but there's two different trips coming up in a short space of time. So, like, maybe like in 2 weeks, you've got to go here and then you've got to go there. But it's all going to go like bang, bang, bang. So you might not know about it now, but you might get a phone call like, can you come here? And then somebody might say, well, we've got an interview somewhere else. But it's all work-related rather than pleasurable, let's hang up our bikinis and walk around looking gorgeous, which you always do, by the way. You look amazing, Mackenzie.
Oh, Natalie, likewise.
Listen, I've got to tell you, I've watched and I've seen all these shows, all these e-shows. They need to have you on because you are definitely for Los Angeles. You are that star, darling.
Oh, I'm blushing. I feel all warm inside. Well, we adore you. Thank you very much. We have to get to all these. The phone lines, of course, Natalie, are blowing up for you. Everyone has a question for Natalie Tomlinson. NatalieTomlinson.com is her website. 833.
My website is actually, as we speak, it's being changed. They're fixing it and doing, you know, like... It's been switched over, so it's a little bit of delays.
Okay.
Yeah, as we speak. Yeah,
at Psychic Natalie on social media. To Natalie Tomlinson. So 833-563-2539. Well, this is so much fun. It's Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe Money, holding it down on Joe and Mackenzie. Celebrity psychic and good friend of the show, Natalie Tomlinson, is joining us, and she is answering.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, love. She's answering your question. You get one burning question for free. It's your time to shine with Natalie right now. Porkchop, our phone line's blowing up. Who's first?
Yes, we are going to Misty. Misty, go ahead and ask your question.
Hello. Okay, my question is, in my current relationship, will he propose? I am a widow of 8 years, and it's something I'm a little sensitive to. I just want to know, will I get that chance again, or do I confine myself to what our relationship is now?
Can you hear me, Misty? Because you sound really far away.
Misty, can you hear Natalie?
Yes, I can.
Okay, she can hear you, Nat.
All right, darling. Good morning, darling. You sound a little bit stressed, sweetie. I hope you're not driving.
Yes, I am, actually.
try to on the road rather than just focusing on your question, because I know you're a little bit stressed. Don't worry about being late for work. Just take your time on the road. I feel around Christmas, which is here, it's a good time for you. So there's some nice things going on as well. I feel that when anybody proposes, they usually have a ring. Rings cost money. So I feel there's going to be delays with something like that. Unless they're going to get a very, you know, an inexpensive ring or something like that. Give the person some time, but I feel down the line, but not right this minute. I don't feel like in the next sort of month, because I don't feel the money's there for necessarily a piece of jewelry. That would be sort of the only delays I'm feeling presently. But if somebody loves and wants to propose, you can use a Coke can ring, can't you? It doesn't really matter. But people like to do it properly. The good things that I do know, Misty, some good things out of everything that you've gone through, something good's going to happen for you, that I do know. And also, do you have a link to something connected with either the person who was in your life or the person now was linked with any military uniform?
Yes.
Is that your the person who crossed over or the person?
Daughter's father is actually in the military. Is everything okay?
Yeah. I just feel like this. I felt like it's either somebody around you now. I just see a connection with the military. I didn't know who it was. I didn't know if it was the gentleman who passed over or somebody present around you.
That's good news.
I'm just seeing uniform as well. That's all.
But Misty, it's not good that he doesn't want to propose to you. He's just saving up because he wants a proper ring. So
it's in your
future, honey.
give the person some time because these rings are not cheap, you know. They're expensive.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Even the lower-end ones are going to be expensive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Misty.
Have a good day, Misty. Keep your chin up, darling.
You too.
The thing's on its way. Uh-huh. I feel it.
Yay.
Have a good time.
Good vibes. Okay. Thank
Merry
you so
Christmas.
Much. Who do we have next, chaps?
Next, we have to go to Holly, and Holly's listening us to listening to us in Houston on the new Radio 92.1. Holly.
Hi, Natalie.
Good morning. I love the name Holly. Two reasons. My dog's called Holly, and he's Christmas Holly. So we've got these seasons.
Holly, what's your question, doll?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is, my husband and I have been trying for a baby for a few months now, and I'm just wondering if it's something that will be in our near future.
Right. Is your age, you're young, right?
Yes, I'm 24.
Okay, so by 26, there'll be a pregnancy.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So that means it could be next week, next month, 3 months, 6 months, but within that time bracket.
Awesome. Okay.
Can I give you a little tip here? Because I read for a lot of people trying to get pregnant. Some people get pregnant. I definitely feel you've got to be more relaxed about everything rather than going, oh, my God, I'm ovulating. Let's get in the sack. Don't do that. Just chill out and carry on, and it'll just happen. You're definitely going to hold a baby in your arms.
Oh,
awesome. Thank you so much.
Yay!
You will, darling. But you'll have more than one. That's the thing. So be ready.
Okay. Be ready, girl. That baby's coming.
So don't throw the clothes away. Save them for the next one.
Oh, yay!
Will do. Thank you.
Yay, I love that.
Have
thanks,
a good Nat. Weekend. Spend the weekend in bed.
Just go with the flow. Literally. Chops, who's
next?
Yeah,
literally.
All right, Natalie, thank you. I think we do have time for a couple more quick calls. This one is Yavanda. Yavanda has a very, very interesting question for you that involves murder.
Ooh.
Yavanda.
Oh, really? Okie dokie.
Yes.
Good morning, Yavanda.
Hi.
Is it Yavanda?
Yavanda, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to know whether my cousin Desiree, if her husband murdered her or if she actually committed suicide, which they deemed it as suicide.
Can you say that again slowly? Because it's such a, you sound so faint, I can't hear everything you're saying. Speak up.
If my cousin Desiree, if her husband murdered her if she committed suicide, which they deemed it as suicide, but there were so many odd things that happened.
Can I ask a question? Did they do an autopsy?
No.
Okay, because I see hands around her neck, which I don't like, which means like to be involved with a strangulation, which kind of scares me a little bit. So I don't know if they had a row and it got to something bad like that. But there's more to this, I feel. And I feel that they should do an autopsy. Well, they've obviously not done one, but there's more to this. Something's not playing out correctly here. And it makes me feel uncomfortable, like I've got a thorn in my side. So I don't feel that the whole thing come out.
Again,
I don't feel this was a suicide. I don't feel that.
Oh, my gosh. I have chills.
Because I'll tell you why. I read for a lot of people and I see suicides. I don't feel that. She would not commit suicide. She's not that kind of person. That woman was as bright as a button. She would never do that in a million years. I just don't feel it. There was a lot more to it, and it was about rows. There was a lot of problems going on, and hands were involved in this as well.
Nah.
Oh my gosh, I have chills. This is like a Murder Monday in the making. Okay,
yeah.
Well, there's your answer.
There's a lot more to that. Could you do me a favor? Could you keep Mackenzie posted on this if you find anything else out?
Some updates. I just put her on hold. I'm going to have intern Chloe see if she could get her number for her so we could get an update.
Oh my gosh, Natalie.
Yeah, please. I'd like to hear more about this because there's something I don't feel this is so fresh. I feel like this is, time's gone on a little bit.
See, that is intense. Natalie can tell. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Okay, so here's the deal. NatalieTomlinson.com is her website. She also has a fabulous book. It's Who Turned the Light On? Natalie reads for top celebrities. I've done many readings with her. I'm sorry we couldn't get through all of the calls. But again, check her out, NatalieTomlinson.com, and we'll have her back on the show because she's so good. I mean, that last reading was absolutely chilling.